I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, on our website, sierrawave.net or Sierra Wave Media on Facebook, you can find the story statement on Commissioner Ricardo Lara's misuse of public funds. You can also find Inyo County's costly exit, what's driving the Greenberg departure, an opinion editorial by Tyler Beadle. Inyo County Board of Education board meeting for October 9th, 2025, revised agenda. The NWS rain outlook for the remainder of the week, and Controller Malaya M. Cohen announces an opening of the 2025-2026 property tax postponement program filing period. From Health and Human Services, regardless of vaccination status, all persons in patient care areas of healthcare delivery facilities should wear a high-quality face mask during the period designated by the health officer as the respiratory virus season, except for the following: young children unable to wear the mask properly, persons with medical conditions, mental health conditions, or disability that prevents mask use. This includes individuals for whom wearing a mask could obstruct breathing, or those who are unconscious, incapacitated, or otherwise unable to remove a mask without assistance, persons who are hearing impaired, or who's communicating with someone who is hearing impaired when the ability to see the mouth is essential for communications, persons for whom wearing a mask would create a risk related to their work as determined by local, state, and federal regulators or workplace safety guidelines. Healthcare delivery facilities should post clear visible signage to all entry points to patient care areas to communicate these recommendations to all who enter. Facility administrators may adapt their recommendations to unique circumstances of the setting as they are most familiar with the factors that may increase risk of exposure and transmission. Administrators and providers play a critical role in identifying situations where healthcare personnel may have contact with patients and in developing procedures that align with this recommendation. Masking is recommended as a source control to reduce the release of respiratory droplets and aerosols that carry viruses. High-quality masks also provide additional protection to the wearer as part of a layered approach to infection prevention. Masking should be combined with frequent hand hygiene, ensuring healthcare personnel stay home when ill, and maintaining clean patient care environments. These strategies, when used together, provide the best protection for both healthcare personnel and patients during the respiratory virus season. If you're curious to when the virus season is, it refers from November 1st through March 31st, and it may be extended based on surveillance data per Inyo County Health Officer. Well, Independence residents asked to test internet speeds. The California Public Utilities Commission is currently evaluating grant applications for broadband expansion projects for the state's federal funding account program and the Federal Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program as part of the CPOC's evaluation activities. The agency has reached out to Inyo County to obtain current internet speed test data for independent residents. The results of the speed test available at connectedeasternsierra.net/speed will provide the data needed to refute or validate claims of existing internet service speeds. Once again, that website is connectedeasternsierra.net/speed. Don't forget, tonight down at the Bishop Fire Department is open house. Head on down there and enjoy activities. Meet Chief Brett Russell and other firefighters. Learn about how their respiratory equipment and all other fire equipment work. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.